Brother Jesse.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Y'all wanted us to do this, so we'll do this together. Somebody say amen.
Everyone will.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I won't need all of that unless you expect me to walk around. Praise God. God is so good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Some of you may not know me. My name is Kathy Hartman, and I'm going to be overseeing the women's ministry here at Nations Church. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're excited about it. And I'd like to invite all the women to join us this coming Saturday, July 13th, here at the church. Breakfast will be from, let me see if I remember this, 10 to 10:30. And then we'll start ministry at 10:30. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rod has asked me to do a brief teaching on offering. And so I prayed about it, and the Lord gave me several scriptures. And I'm sure all of y'all are great givers into this ministry and into the kingdom of God. But, you know, we need to be encouraged in our giving. Amen. All of us, every day, we need encouragement. And so the Lord gave me some scriptures, and I hope that your hearts are open and receptive, and you'll receive what the Lord has for you, not what Kathy has, but what the Lord has. Now I got to figure out how to get this out of my binder thing so I can do my notes. I'm going to read from my notes, but all my scriptures are taken out of the Amplified Version if you want to follow along with me. Amen? Hallelujah. God's word tells us in Psalms 35:27, "Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." Amen. Amen. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. In Third John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." First of all, he calls us his beloved. Secondly, he desires that we prosper in all areas of our life, not just materially, but physically and spiritually. Amen? And I believe this covers spirit, soul, and body, which we each are created. Amen? However, God does warn us in Deuteronomy 8:17, "And beware lest you say in your mind and in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have given me this wealth." So he warns us that we have to be careful not to allow our minds or our heart to say it's that we're the one that gets the wealth ourselves, but we're not. Yes, we have to go out there and work, and sometimes we have to work 2 and 3 jobs, but it's not us and our abilities. God has given us the gifts and talents that we have to be able to do what we do, but he's the one that gives us the prosperity that we have and that we live in and that enables us to meet our day-to-day needs. Amen? But then it goes on to say in Deuteronomy 8:18, "But you shall earn," and to me this is a declaration that he's saying to us, "but you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." God cannot establish his covenant with you without prospering you. Amen? Amen. In Psalms 89:34, it says, "My covenant will I not break or profane, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once for all have I sworn by my holiness, which cannot be violated, I will not lie to David, and God will not lie to you either." His covenant with us is established forever. Amen? How do we activate the covenant of God in our lives? First of all, by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You have to have a relationship with someone in order to have a covenant relationship. Amen? Then we're to seek after God. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first, aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides." And that scripture, I liked how it reads, his way of doing and being right. It's not how we think it should be done or if we think it's right, but we're to do it his way and the right, amen? Then in Malachi 3:10, it tells us to bring our tithes, the whole tenth of your income, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen? The first tenth is only 10% of whatever your income is. God could have asked us for 90% and let us try to live off of that 10%. But God can do so much more with the 10% than we can do with our 90%. Amen? So he tells us that we're to bring our tithe, our first tenth, into his kingdom, into his storehouse. Nations Church is God's storehouse for this community. Amen? And so what comes into this church goes back out into the community and meets the needs of the church, expenses. But you're giving, this ministry cannot continue, and the outreaches to the community cannot continue. You can tell I'm a little nervous, can't you? Hallelujah. But God has a plan, amen? He says in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 12 through 15, for if the eager readiness to give is there, then is it acceptable and welcomed in proportion to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For it is not intended that other people be eased and relieved of their responsibility and you be burdened and suffer unfairly. But to have equality, share and share alike. Your surplus over necessity at the present time going to meet their want and to equalize the difference created by it so that at some other time their surplus in turn can may be given to supply your want. Thus, there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathers much had nothing over, and he who gathered little did not lack. I believe in this passage, it's telling us that if we see a need and we have the means and the ability to meet that need, regardless if it's a person, a ministry, a church, or in the community, then we should eagerly and willingly do what we can to meet a need of another. Amen? Amen. Because there may be someday that you might have a need that someone else may have the means and the ability to meet your need. Amen? Just as Luke 6:38 tells us, if we give, it shall be given back unto us. Amen? In 2 Corinthians 9, 7 through 11, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is willing to abandon or to do without. That caught me. I had never seen that before. But he says, for God loves, but he's willing to abandon and to do without. I can't even imagine God doing without. You know, but he says he's willing to do without in order for us to be a cheerful giver, to be joyous, prompt to do it, whose heart is in his giving. God is able to make all grace, every favor, earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or no support and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Amen. He's telling us right there, we'll have no lack if we'll just obey his principles and his law and giving into his kingdom. Amen? Amen. As it is written, he, the benevolent person, scatters abroad. He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Thus, you will be enriched in all things and in every way, so that you can be generous, and your generosity as it is administered by us will bring forth thanksgiving to God. Amen. Yeah. Remember, God has a covenant with you, and through that covenant, it is His will to prosper you. Amen. As you tithe or give offerings above and beyond your tithe, you're showing God that you are in agreement with the covenant between the two of you. Give to be a blessing. See what God will do for you as you tap into the overflow of His prosperity into your life, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? Hallelujah. So I hope this encourages you to keep on giving and to give every opportunity that you have to give into this ministry, into other ministries, giving alms to the poor, whatever God requires of you. Be sensitive to His Spirit as He leads you, and give and expect to receive. Amen? Amen. Do we pass offering plates or anything? Are we going to take, we bring it? Okay, well, let's bring that offering up. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I see that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Do I need to pray over it, or do y'all do it?
Do a backflip, thanks, Chris.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody going to take a walk, whether you got something or not. Hallelujah. You just can't sit there. Get up there and pray for something. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't just sit there. Everybody participate. Amen.
Amen.
Get in practice. Amen. If you don't have anything, I think you're going to get something. Amen.
That's right. Practice right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you be surprised what will happen in between.
Amen.
Amen. The seat in here. Catch, Brother Jesse. I got a ring somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. What's that? How you doing, dear?
Hi.
Ready to be blessed? Hallelujah. You want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's where's the blessing, people?
Amen.
In obedience, huh?
Amen.
The blessing's in obedience. You take that walk, sister. Go on, take that walk. Hallelujah. You work around here. We're definitely going to have you blessed. We need all the help we can get. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. How many of y'all are excited about Jesus? I got a little bit of time.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all just want me to read you some verses? Or you really want to get excited about what God's about to do, or what God is doing, what we perceive God to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Look at somebody and tell them, God
wants
you
blessed.
Tell somebody else, God wants
you
bless.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, we focus on different things at different times. Amen. And I'm getting real excited about what you remember after you come out. Look at somebody say, you're about to come out.
You're about to come out.
And go over to the other side.
Come over to the other side.
The difference between God's people is once you come out, amen, many people after they come out, all they remember are their captors. When they come out of something, all they remember is what they did to me and what held me down there. You know, everybody say, never remember your captors.
Never remember your captors.
You'll never be able to forgive.
Mm.
Always remember your deliverer. Amen.
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 Amen. Always remember your deliverer more than any one of your captors. If any of your captors are greater than your deliverer, you're in trouble. You'll go back. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Notice that the children of Israel, most of the time when they came out of Egypt, why didn't they go back? You know, why? How can they stay out most of the time? Why? When they came out of Egypt, they don't always talk about what the Egyptians did to them. Well, you guess what they did to me. You know, that's not their, the Bible's not written. We don't have all these books in the Bible talk about how bad the Egyptians were to them. But they constantly sing about it. Somebody say hallelujah. How great the deliverance of God is. We need to exalt deliverance, amen, more than captivity, amen.
Yes.
Start to talk the answer. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And give God praise forevermore. You know there are certain things we can do to get blessed. Psalm chapter 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach thee. Everybody say, blessed
is the man
that you've chosen,
and cause
to approach you. That's talking about some church stuff. Amen.
Amen.
There's something significant on the inside of the heart of those that are meant to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
God calls us to his place. You know, God blesses us in heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some realms in the spirit that God causes you to, that God calls you to, that you might be able to be blessed. And many times people don't hear the call of God. They never are able to get blessed. Amen. Now listen, right after that, it says, blessed is the man whom thou chosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Everybody say, dwell in the courts.
Dwell in the courts.
Say it one more time. Dwell
in
the courts. You know there's prosperity that only man can give you?
Mm-hmm.
There's a measure of prosperity you can only get from your own human efforts. But there's a supernatural prosperity with God. Amen. That comes from people that decided to live the way God wants them to live. Amen. They've learned who their source is. Amen. They've learned where their supply is. Amen. They're not second guessing it. You know, they're not just thinking, well, maybe I did this myself, like my sister talked about earlier today, earlier tonight when she was reading that stuff. They said, unless you should say, I did this with my own ability or with my own hand. So say, in the courts of God. Everybody say, in the courts.
In the courts.
That they may dwell in thy courts. There is no greater, there is no more blessed place in the world than the courts of God.
Amen.
You'll never be able to build your house nicer than the courts of God. Amen. You'll never be able to develop on your own. God's house is always the best house. It's always the best place to be.
Amen.
You can't keep up with him. He'll bless you. Amen. But there's nothing like the courts of God. And there is no blessing other than being in his presence. Amen. That's the greatest blessing of all. That's the highest level of all prosperity. Amen. That's the reason why you are blessed, so you can spend time in his presence without having to worry, where do I got to go next?
Amen.
You know, God wants to bless you to the point to where you got enough authority in your life. You're not worried about what time I got to get up in the morning.
Amen.
My job just wore me out. Amen. But you're blessed enough that you might be able to praise God, that you might be able to worship God, that you might be able to be everything that God wants you to be.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That they may dwell in thy courts. Then when you get to the point to where you made up in your mind that you're going to dwell in God's courts, amen, that dwelling in God's courts, not taking money out of your pocket, it's not a second, you know, it's not something else that you do as a charity, amen. Somebody said, that's the place of blessing. You've got to get to the point to where you go to church, you say, hey, no, this is where the money's made, amen.
Amen.
This is where the blessing is.
Amen.
This is where the breakthrough comes. Amen. This is where I get my hope. Whatever God's got for me, he's going to give it to me there. I'm going to hear it, and it's going to come through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's nothing like Jesus. He's been my source. Hallelujah. I've had some good jobs, but can't nobody take care of you like Jesus can.
Amen.
And the more you learn about him, the more you're able to receive from him. Amen.
Amen.
It's only just being, we ain't seen nothing yet of what he's able to do. And I'm going to start to teach on these things. And we're starting to, y'all are starting to hear messages about sowing and all this other stuff. We got the best coming in here to give you that kind of stuff.
Amen.
And I'm just going to whet your thirst on what you're able to let, because somebody's going to grab a hold of it and it's going to manifest in their life.
Amen.
Not everybody. We, that's dumb to believe it. Well, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes. God can do anything.
That's right.
It's not a miracle that God could call someone to get blessed, but it's a, you know, it'd be a miracle if God could get everybody to be blessed. Amen? That they may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied. Everybody say satisfied. See, that's prosperity. That's complete life. That's what the world doesn't understand when you get in God's house and you're just satisfied to know Jesus. Amen. Not trying to get satisfied. He is all your satisfaction. Somebody say satisfied.
Satisfied.
Not looking for anything else. Amen. Not trying to avoid. This is the best that there is to get. Amen. You're not getting up, you know, giving up anything to get God. Amen. You love to dwell in God's courts. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say completely satisfied, not missing out. You know, if you feel that you're missing out because you got to be sitting up in God's house, amen, you never got to his courts.
Amen.
You might be in a building, but you never got in his presence. Amen. Amen. You get in God's presence, you say, hey, I'll do whatever it takes just to be here. Amen.
Amen.
In thy courts, we shall be satisfied. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. Now, I've been saying that over and over and over and over again. Whatever you desire inside your heart, seek God and it'll show up.
Amen. Amen.
I had lots of crazy dreams and aspirations. You know what? I got the potential to have any of those things happen. Don't got to take out a loan to see it happen. Amen. There's not a desire in my heart that I don't have the possibility of going. And I'm not just talking about going out and starting something and failing. Amen. I mean talking about knocking that thing out.
Amen.
Amen. Quickly. Why? Because I decided to seek first the kingdom of God. Now all those other things are just additions to my satisfaction. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We shall be satisfied with the goodness. Somebody say goodness.
Goodness.
Say goodness.
Goodness.
Not from out in the trees, not from running the streets, not from hunting it down yourself. Somebody say,
there's goodness
of thy house. So you got to learn where good things are. We were joking around today. We were going to glue some money. We took the coffee money off the coffee bar, and it was a bunch of dollar bills. I was going to glue them on a tree in my office. Amen. Tell money, hey, money does grow on trees. Amen. Say goodness.
Goodness.
Write it down. You think I'm just being crazy.
Yeah,
you think I'm just being crazy and trying to whet your thirst, amen, or trying to play games with you, amen, but there is goodness of God's house.
Yes.
So say
the goodness
of thy house. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And the glory of God filled the temple, and the presence of God and the glory of God filled the house where they were seated. Some say, when you got people that come to church with the right attitude, I mean, come to church to have church. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. When they come to church to have church, you're going to have glory. And whenever you got glory, people's needs get met.
Amen.
Don't ever have an unfulfilled need keep you away from the place where they get met.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come to Jesus. He makes it. You got to have that kind of faith. I told a preacher last night. He said, what happens when you get sick? I don't get sick. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you drag me in here on a stretcher. Amen. Because the Bible says, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Jesus is a healer.
Yes.
Well, I better leave that alone. Somebody go, amen. See, but you know, as your faith is, so be it unto you.
Yeah.
Amen. If you got that faith that I'll go and I'll be healed, you'll be healed. Amen. Words that come out of you, you'd be sick sitting up there praising God. Amen. I'd be sick. I'd rather be sick looking at a preacher praising God than be sick looking at four walls.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you let the devil keep you down, he'll keep you down. Amen. Hallelujah. But there are some sicknesses, amen, and some people that you can call for the elders of the church. Amen. And they'll go to you. Amen. And they'll lay hands on you. Amen. And say the prayer of faith. Somebody say the prayer of faith. Well, that's got to be a prayer of agreement. Amen. You don't call them just to, you know, to pat you on the back when you're sick. Amen. You call them to get the prayer of faith that you know when they get there. Amen. Hands are going to be laid on you. Amen. You're going to get up and arise. Somebody say hallelujah. So the prayer of faith will raise them from their sick bed. Amen. If you got that kind of faith.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, I believe I don't have to be sick no more.
I don't believe I have to be sick anymore.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, you can have that kind of faith. Read it, tell them. Don't I really believe it?
Yes, it does. I've seen it over and over.
Hallelujah.
He's sick and he'll come in anyway.
Amen.
And ask for prayer and get up and preach.
Hallelujah.
And it leaves. It leaves him.
There's never been a time. There's never been a time. I certain things going. I had that eye thing, that piece of metal stuck in my eye.
Didn't even know it.
Didn't even know I had metal. The anointing of God would come on. I couldn't feel a thing. Somebody say amen. Sickness can't dwell in his presence. God is a healer. Everybody say it. God is
a healer.
And if you don't believe it, you don't hold on to it, glory to God, it won't happen. But we've learned all this other stuff. You know, we've learned all this other stuff. Well, it'll go away in 3 weeks. Well, as your faith is, so be it unto you.
Amen.
Well, I'm not going to let sickness keep me from doing what God wants me to do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I refuse to let sickness keep me out of a pulpit. Amen.
Amen.
I refuse to let the devil keep me from doing anything that God told me I should do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. Let's grow up. That's a part about being a believer, and that's a part about being a Christian. That's how you're going to walk strong. You got to tell somebody, somebody say, is that all it is? Somebody say, yep. Is that all it is? You know, is there something else there? Somebody say, amen. No, somebody, this is the best there is. This is what we live for.
Amen.
The true believer learns all that God's got. Amen. They don't have to, you know, this is the best there is. What do you think we're going to get to heaven? Get around the presence of God? Some say, learn, let God wash your heart. Wash your spirit. Amen. That you learn to be satisfied. You know, that pulling. See, that's what the devil does. The devil likes to tempt us to sin. He likes to always tell us what we don't have, what we wish we had, or what we could have. Didn't he do that to Adam and Eve in the garden? You know, they had everything made for him. He said, no, surely, you know, surely that's, don't eat that. You know, you can have something else. You can be just like God.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you're satisfied with God's presence, you got more than everybody else.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing can be desired to know in Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I get so tired of people trying to, you know, get caught up in the other stuff.
God bless you.
Don't get caught up in silly things. Get caught up in Jesus. Amen. That we may dwell in thy court. Somebody say, in your presence.
In your presence.
So say, heaven training.
Heaven training.
Mm. That we may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied. So say, dissatisfaction.
Dissatisfaction.
Will always come about. Dissatisfaction with life. You know, that comes from not spending time in the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
People get dissatisfied with life. Just, we get all, that is a result, amen, of spending time outside of the courts of God. Amen. I will enter his courts. Somebody say amen. With thanksgiving. See, people get dissatisfied. Amen. They're not thankful for what God's done. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, if he never does another thing, I can think of what he already did and keep singing till he comes.
Amen.
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 He don't have to do nothing else to make me shout, but he will. He's already done more than enough. Amen.
Amen.
How many want to get rid of dissatisfaction with life?
Amen.
And start to live tired of wishing you had this and wishing you had that. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn. Somebody say, learn. You know, I like things big, and God's got a lot for me, amen, but I'm happy.
Amen.
You know, I'm happy. Somebody say, I'm sad. Somebody say, don't be satisfied. I'm satisfied in Jesus.
Amen.
I'm satisfied in God. Amen. I love the Lord, amen, and I love you, amen. I love this life he has to offer, amen. I could praise God right here and just be fine. I ain't got to impress nobody, amen. When he blesses me, it's between me and him. That's a God thing. He don't have to bless me to impress you or to impress anybody else. It's a God thing. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, when he brings in the good stuff, it's just him being himself. Amen? It's not meant to satisfy me. Material things aren't meant to satisfy us. Amen?
That's right.
Someone say, your dissatisfaction.
Your dissatisfaction.
is the result,
of
your relationship with God in the area of thanksgiving. Amen. You ever heard people always griping and whining and complaining and moping and groping about stuff? You just want to go in there and say, don't you remember what God just did?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I ain't got this, I ain't got that. You just thank God for what you do have.
Amen.
Thank God for what you do have, then you'll get something else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now, I know it's getting late, but I'm going to give somebody this real quick. The last several services that we've had on Sunday night, there have been some people that have been getting tremendously blessed, and I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost even now.
Amen.
And I see the presence of God on some of you people right now. Amen. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is in this place right now, and they've been getting blessed. Somebody say, blessed. Wow. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, they've been getting blessed.
Amen.
So say, that's water.
That's water.
See, when he says, he satisfies us with the goodness of thy house. What's the goodness of thy house? That water, the glory of God comes down. Amen. The glory of God comes down the room. See, it comes down the spirit. Everything that we get from God, we get it spiritually. Amen.
Yes.
So you get up under the anointing of God and you just sit there. It'll, you know, that thing will work over. Amen. And it will turn into blessing. Go over here. Thou visit. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's try to get this in on your spirit. This is for you, honey. If there were some other people, we would have quit about 15, 20 minutes ago. But you were hungry for the word. Amen. So they can blame it on you. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm excited about it too. Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited about it too. Listen to this. Listen to this if you can. Amen. Thou visiteth the earth. Verse 9. Somebody say that. You visit. Say visits.
Visits.
Well, we know that God is omnipresent, isn't he? Isn't God, God's everywhere? He's everywhere, isn't he? But there are graces. Somebody say visitations. When something happens in a service, you just don't know why it's happening. Why is the anointing so strong in that service? The water, for some strange reason, just seems to be trouble. Now, faith will always move God. You know, you can always move in faith, and through the process of time, your faith will work it out. Amen? But there are some times when God himself is there, and he is manifesting himself.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for places where people, where God just likes certain places.
Amen.
And he desires to manifest himself. The glory of God starts to manifest itself. The tangible presence of God is there. Say, thou visit the earth. When we get into those courts, amen, he inhabits the praises of his people. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He inhabits, when we get in there, when we get in this open praise, sometimes it just doesn't seem like we're stopping. Somebody just praise God. So you better be careful. Somebody's going to stop by. Praise is like some of your neighbors when they smell something good cooking. They always show up at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen. Just happen to drop by. Well, that's what praise is like with God. Amen.
Amen.
He can smell it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You visit the earth. And you say, when he visits,
he waters.
Whenever there's a watering, you know, they said that it's like rain falling from heaven. Amen. Send the rain. I feel the rain is manifestation. So you say, rain and visitation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's God visiting. What happens when God visits? Hallelujah. See, people don't understand. Amen. You're in holy places. You think people just act. I've been in services sometime. I'm not as flaky as you think I am, but maybe so. Amen. But I know some people that know some things and know me. Amen. That I understand. I've been in some services sometime, and I see the manifestation of God going forth. I see angels. Amen.
Amen.
I've seen the Lord come through. Amen.
Amen.
And do some things. So say, when God visits.
When God visits.
And waters it. Get to the temple, it might start raining. Amen. Thou greatly, someone say greatly,
greatly,
enriches it. Enriches. God enriches things with what? Rivers. Someone say rivers. The river of God. Someone say the river of God. When God wants to bless you, he'll come in the move of the Spirit. We say, come on and get blessed. Come on and get blessed. Well, we're trying to get you to get that anointing on you.
Amen.
You know what? And that anointing will cause, you know, the blessing is the presence of God, the anointing of God. Amen.
Amen.
those things that happen after that, you know, good things follow the blessings of God. Amen. Favor follows the blessing of God. It's the anointing that causes things to happen.
Amen.
The blessing is not, you know, is not the rent bill being paid. Amen. The blessing's not the check in the mail. Amen. Those things follow the blessings of God. Amen. The blessings when you can feel it on them, on you. Amen.
Amen.
It will cause certain things to happen in your life. Amen. Thou blesses it with the river of God. You enrich. God enriches us. Some say enriches us.
Enriches us.
With the river of God.
The river of God.
Now, if the river of God enriches us, what does old dry places do?
That's right.
Everybody knows when you get a drought, people die. Things don't grow in a drought. You're not going to grow in a drought. Amen. You want to grow getting away from the Spirit. Amen. Getting the flow of the Holy Ghost. People think, well, that's just way out there. We just need to keep the babies. No, keep it real wet. Things, everything grows in wet places. Nothing grows in old, dry, dingy places. Amen?
Amen.
Keep it wet with the Spirit of God. When you put out the Holy Ghost, you'll never grow. You ever met people just stuck in a place spiritually?
Amen.
Just stuck. I mean, it's like they stopped at 3 years in Jesus. They stopped at water baptism. Or they stopped at don't do this, don't do that, and they just stay there. And they just is dry. Dry people don't grow. Amen. But now enriches it with the river of God, which is full of water. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thou preparest them corn. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We're going to get out of here because I got a meeting downtown. Amen. Go on and get blessed. And after you get blessed, take me out to lunch. Thank you, Jesus. Well, they did that in Jesus' day. Amen. I'd rather go to heaven with her than somebody sitting up there wondering why she's running. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that don't make no sense. Amen.
Ooh, yes,
turn around and tell them, I feel much better than you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I tell you what, people buy tickets to go and do that. People would spend $40 to get a ticket to go to a ball game. Maybe somebody could hit a ball. Amen. Or hit a ball and go over the field. And then the men run around the base. Then he gets a home run. And everybody jumps up and down and screams and hollers. Amen. He gets a home run. You ain't getting nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. I mean, boy, Rex, you get out there, you watch those NASCAR, whatever race you watch. I mean, that man will go around. I don't care if he goes around that race, that track, all day long. And if the man wins that you get, you ain't get nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. But when you get excited about God's stuff,
right.
Amen, when you, it does something for you. Everything you hear, it does something. It ought to make you excited. And that's appropriate. Jesus went to a place, he did stuff, he showed up, and the city was filled with joy. They got excited. She's just excited. Why? She's been collecting corn for a couple of years.
6 years.
6 years collecting corn. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, the river of God. God's trying to get something across to you. Hallelujah. How do you know whether you need to hear this message or not? How do you know whether you need to hear this message or not? There's a several tests, amen. One test, how do you feel right now? How do you feel right now? Other test is, somebody say glory to God. Open your wallet. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we say, thank you, Jesus. This is the Holy Spirit talking to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, rivers of God. You got a key, Rita. You can let yourself out. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Hagin said, he said, wherever God is, there will always be joy.
Amen.
The Bible says, in your presence... In his presence is just a little bit of joy. When things get full, they pop. When something gets full, someone say full. Overflowing, that means it spills.
Amen.
You put some soup on the, you boil some water, and if it gets too hot, the water's going to spill over. So say overflow
is always
messy. So say thank you, Jesus. It's okay. You're not sorry, you're glad.
I am really glad.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It makes me feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, you're going to get something out of every service, either blessed or mad. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Laughter doeth good like a medicine.
Yes, hallelujah.
You don't know why some people might be laughing in here. You know what? There might be somebody here that needs healing.
Amen.
There might be somebody that needs healing. Didn't mean your laugh. Could be anybody's laugh. Somebody say, amen. Fill the house with laughter. Amen.
Glory to God.
That's when God, somebody say hallelujah, he filled their hearts with laughter, their mouth with laughter. Then he turned the captivity. He turned their captivity over. He brought them out of captivity. He brought them out with a shout and with joy. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm here, honey. Come on back with us. Amen. It's full of water. Thou preparest them with corn. When thou hast so provided it, thou waterest the ridges thereof. So we say, he waters. Abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft. Some say soft.
Soft.
See, some of you got some seeds on the inside of you. See, some of you got some seeds. See, some of your hearts are so hard. The seeds that God planted on the inside of you. Amen. He's getting me a battery. You got to run with it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many want some of the stuff that you've heard these good words? You've heard words and you even believe the words, but it ain't happened for you.
Amen.
You know, you've heard that God wanted to bless you and God wanted to bring you out. Or you heard that you could be healed. You've heard that you could be delivered. So say, what's the missing ingredient? Well, maybe you got a seed on the inside of you that needs to pop up. Why do things pop up in the springtime? Why do they pop up in the springtime? There's several reasons why it pops up. The ground is soft because it's been raining.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say hallelujah. Some of your hearts are so hard and so decrepit and so dry. Amen. Amen. How many of you say you need to soften up?
Amen.
Amen. If you got hardened issues and hardened hearts, amen, you need a dose of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It'll soften that hardened heart. So say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know certain people, all they need is Jesus.
Amen.
Thou preparest it. Listen, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof. Thou maketh it soft with showers. So say soft with showers.
Soft with showers.
I want anybody to think about a hard issue in your life. You know wrong, but you just can't get over it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. People just can't take him 6 weeks to get over stuff. Amen. Can't forgive. Amen. People do something wrong to you. You right, but they wrong, and you can't get over it. Somebody say, if you get the Holy Ghost and he softens your heart, you can get over anything. It don't
Amen.
Matter.
Amen.
Drunk
Amen.
People don't stay mad long. Amen. You're somebody could get mad at their wife. They go out to a bar, they get out there, and they get drunk. Amen. They laughing about what she did later on. Amen. Because it doesn't matter. Amen. Certain people can't be all that God wants them to be. Amen. Why? Just because God supplied them. Amen. You know, that hardened heart. And they wonder, how do you get rid of the hardened heart? You got to have faith and allow the Holy Ghost to get on the inside of there and soften you up just a little bit.
Amen.
Tap a hard person on the shoulder and say, that means you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all are afraid. Don't be afraid of nobody in here. God will love you. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. They just need to soften up. There's certain people that don't need, you know, they've heard all the Joyce Myers they can hear. Amen. It's nice. And it's still not happening. But you don't understand. Joyce Myers got in the river of the Holy Ghost over there at Rick Shelton's church. Amen.
Amen.
Soften you up real good. Amen.
Amen.
There are certain people read so many love scriptures and can't do any of it. Amen. Mad about it. Amen. You ever seen somebody read you love scriptures and mad about it? That's not love. The Bible. They could quote the thing backwards, forward, and switch every other word, and it's still not happening. They need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It'll change anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Soften it with showers. Thou blessest the springing. Somebody say hallelujah. Springing. He will bless after he waters, and he'll bless. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo, the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. And thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of thy wilderness, and into the hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout. Somebody say hallelujah. They don't sit there. Amen. Somebody say they shout. Why? For joy. They get so much joy on the inside that they just shout. Some say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some say, well, we express joy in different ways. When I get joy, I just smile. Amen. Let me tell you something. This joy is not your joy.
That's right. Ancient joy.
This joy is God's joy. Amen. Amen. And you get enough of it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You get enough of it. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to shout.
Amen.
I didn't think that to be true either. I went one of them, brother. Hey, some say you'll shout.
You'll shout.
Some say, well, it don't happen to me. You just get enough joy. Amen. Amen. You get enough watering. Amen. It'll turn into a shout. It's not enough just to make you laugh. There she goes. Hallelujah. Some say hallelujah. Some say it'll make you shout.
It'll make you shout.
They also. Some say they also.
They also
sing.
Sing.
I'm finished.
Now,
right here, verse 60, Matt, Psalm 66, let me close here. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did we learn anything tonight? So say joy.
Joy.
Unspeakable.
Unspeakable.
And full of glory.
And
it's free. Make, so say make.
Make.
A joyful
noise.
Unto the Lord.
All ye
lands. Everybody say lands.
Lands.
That's more than just geographic expanses of places out there. You know what land is? You know what land is? Spirits.
Amen.
That's the place where God plants things in your heart. See, it's talking about watering the land. Amen. Watering the land until things start to spring up. And the abundance gets so much that they start to shout for joy. Amen. So God's prophesying to your heart right now. Amen. Mm-hmm. Some say, make a joyful noise.
Make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah. Some say, thank you, Jesus. Make a joyful noise, all ye lands. Get so blessed in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't help but shout. One prophet said, amen, it's like fire shut up inside my bones. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
People think it's not a black thing, it's a Holy Ghost thing. Amen. Come on up here, precious. You're here by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost, or at least act like you're glad. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Or get blessed because God want to bless you.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Ramanana. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring it to the booth, son of high. Bless in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 She wants you to get prayed for your trip. You want to get prayed for your trip? Amen. You, I know you want her to get prayed for before your trip. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, precious. Amen. God bless Jane Ellen on this trip. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless her in the name of Jesus. Fill her with your grace. Send her back fresh, renewed. Hallelujah. Ah, Father God, give her a 7-day drunk in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Rex, can I just ask God? I just want to ask God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. He said, I know, here we go. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Ha, ha, ha. Hele momana asta brakebrunde basa brenge nononomo salahai. Bring forth good things in the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Please, Jesus, bless him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless Father in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yada, haya. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on up here, Gloria. I'm done. I got to be downtown. Come on up here, honey. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. Is that all right? Every service is not like this. We have quiet ones too. Amen. But I'm just trying to get you blessed. Amen.
Okay, I want to be blessed.
Hallelujah. Hi! You're like, did he really? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Are you serious? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to be somewhere else. Amen. Hallelujah. But come on, it's all right. Come on, precious. Amen. Did the word make any sense, or was it just weird? Hallelujah. Was it just weird? Amen.
All we can do. Yeah.
You're so busy with the notes, huh? Hallelujah.
He said something, and my spirit was so busy reacting to it that I didn't get it written down, and it was important.
She gets everything. She gets. Irene types every word, honey. Don't worry. I mean, okay. If I cough, she types it. Amen.
Okay.
She'll get it. I mean, she takes notes and hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. All we're going to do, we don't have to make anybody. All we can do is just ask God.
Amen.
Is that all right if we do that? Then go. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you want to bless her, so I ask you to bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Joyada, honor your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless her right now. Drunk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where is Mel? Are you serious? Hallelujah. I hope y'all are not messing with my mind here tonight. Glory to God. Crystal, you had a rough week. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. We ain't going to be praying in here all night long. Glory to God. Are you really doing okay? Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. Bless her. Fill her right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Drunk in Jesus' name. Are you serious? Are you serious? Are y'all messing with my mind? Drunk in the name of Jesus. Full. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You don't have to get drunk. I can ask, though. Amen. Come on. You don't have to get a... This is how we get blessed. Come on, Brenda. You don't have to do all that stuff. Hallelujah. Just be real conservative. Hallelujah. We're just going to ask him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, please bless drunk in the name of Jesus. Full of the Holy Ghost, full of joy unspeakable, and full of glory. Hallelujah. Then just raise your hand and start to bless the Lord. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Okay, we'll close it out. Hallelujah. Father, bless her. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Dean, we can just ask him. Hallelujah. It's not that bad, is it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed in the name of Jesus. Full of grace. In the name of Jesus. Full. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. 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 You did it. Hallelujah. How you feel, brother? Hallelujah. Just wave those holy hands. Give him praise. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesse, you're going to have to drive us tonight. So come on. Yes, we are. We get to go to that church tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every night this week. It's bad when you got to be there at 10 at night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesse, Jesus. Thank you for Jesse, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Just go ahead down, boy.
No, we gotta go out of here. Hallelujah. 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 I receive it in Jesus' name. No, I gotta go downtown, honey. Really?
Get it drunk.
Fire! Fire! In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bella, we just gonna go. Come on, honey. Hallelujah. You come up here. Come on. You're doing really good. Praise the Lord. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. We have to ask. You don't have to receive. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't she doing good? Give her a hand. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love this woman. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, just bless her. Bless in Jesus' name. Lord, get her real good. Please, in Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give her enough that'll reach those that are around about her. Fill them all with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You can do it, God. We trust you. We trust you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Isn't that dignified? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So say joy unspeakable and full of glory. God, you can cause a blessing to come in Jesus' name. So yes, do it in Lord. Jesus' name. Everybody just stretch your hands to Sister Kathy over here. Say hallelujah. You don't mind, honey. Praise God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Father God, bless her in Jesus' name. We speak that supernatural blessing on her right now from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet. Open doors of abundance right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We expect it to manifest. We call forth all the good that you have in Jesus' name. Father God, we call it forth in the name of Jesus. Everybody call forth blessing. Say, I call forth blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, bring that thing to pass. Bring that thing to pass. Bring it to pass. A new day. A new day in the name of Jesus. A new day in the name of Jesus. Shining forth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Did every Irene, we're going to go. Hallelujah. You want to sit in Rex's truck first? Hallelujah. Why don't you go out there? See, that's wisdom. You know? You want to go? Thank you, Jesus, for Irene. Bless her, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, she's such a blessing. Hallelujah. And her mama. Bless her mama, too. And Sister Olivette. And somebody say, let's bless every absent person. Everybody think of one right now in the name of Jesus. Just pray for them.
Oh, Father, bless
them. Hallelujah. And say, expect a blessing in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to Kathy right now in Jesus' name. We curse that pneumonia, every bacteria right now in the name of Jesus. We curse it in Jesus' name. We tell it, take its hands off God's property. In Jesus' name we pray. Leave that dwelling. Satan, you're just mad because of all God is doing.
That's
amen.
Right. That's exactly
hallelujah.
It.
We're not going to go back that road again. Hallelujah. We're not going to go down that road. We're going to receive God's best and God's healing. Right now we pray for Ryan and Derek. Right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And the girl. What's her name?
Shannon. And we pray for Shanna in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. We pray for that boy that's got to climb up in that ceiling tonight or tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll be blessed. Not him. He's not the one. He's not climbing up. It's somebody else's bill. Amen. We pay people to do their stuff. We don't do it. Amen. We just go there and use their money, and they do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, y'all be blessed. Amen. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We listed first class. We're believing for first class.
Hallelujah. So. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You tell Kathy you're not going to be able to be there this week, but you are coming.
I'm so sorry. I'm really not. No, you're not.
That's why she's so happy. Something wonderful is about to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll be here.
That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, precious. That's nice. Is that for me or are you taking that to your daddy? I love you.
It's for you if you
thank
want
you. I do want it. Thank you. You're getting so big. I like her big. I like her big. Isn't she beautiful?
She is indeed.
Yeah, so